Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the ninth day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to daven for all the cholim and all those in need. Names are listed in the daily email. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call to receive those helpful reminder emails. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I also want to thank our sponsors for today and for your generosity. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. So we gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel and all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Van of the Calabasas Shul in Calabasas, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Van fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and Rabbi Van will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Just a reminder that tomorrow will be our final program until the conclusion of Pesach. Will resume, I believe, the day right after Pesach. I will be in transit that day, driving, but I think we should still do the program regardless of how many kids are in the back seat. It would probably just add and make it a more interesting call. So once again, tomorrow, Thursday, being our final program until the conclusion of Pesach, and then we look forward to resuming with new energy at the conclusion of Pesach. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Van.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I'm in awe that this army of God, really, of Tfila, is going strong, and because that's the battalion, the foremost battalion of the Jewish people, in addition, of course, to Tzahal and all of the efforts that everyone has to make. I'd like to touch for a moment on a question that should trouble us about the Seder, and I think it's something that you could share at your personal story. The matzah is a little bit strange when you compare it to the maror and the pesach. The maror, we understand, it's bitter herb. It reminds us of the exile, of the bitterness of the shibud, of the enslavement. The pesach, the offering of freedom, we also can understand. But the matzah seems almost like an accident of history, that we were not ready when the buzzer went off and we were trying to bake, get something together quickly, and, well, it didn't quite rise and we baked it off and we ran out. And to remember that, we eat the matzah. Now, what is that exactly? What type of message is that? And I mean, is that because, you know, the Jewish people, that's the tradition that we're always late to planes because of that? I mean, do we each celebrate the fact that we weren't ready? What is that message? The second is the matzah itself is a little bit strange. It almost has a split personality because at the beginning of the Seder, we talk about the matzah as the lechem oni, the bread of affliction that we ate where in Egypt in bondage. And then later in the Haggadah, It says, well, we eat it because it's the bread of the redemption. But, well, which one is it? It's a little bit strange. The matzah changes in the middle. And the third question is, why is it that the matzah of all three of the foods that we eat is the only one that remains biblical? The Torah speaks of Moroh, the Torah speaks of the Pesach offering, and the Torah speaks of the matzah. The two, you know, we can't eat the Pesach today. The Moroh that we eat, only rabbinic, only the matzah remains biblical, remains midiraisa. Why is that? So we'd like to, I heard a beautiful idea. That the matzah, let's look at it, right? Why is it the matzah itself, why is it that it's first the bread of affliction, then it's the bread of redemption? Because it awakens us, don't make a mistake when you get to your Pesach Seder and only say, Pharaoh enslaved us. That was bad luck. But thank Hashem that God came and redeemed us. Yes, it's true that Pharaoh enslaved us. But we have to understand that that was anus al pi hadibur. The enslavement itself was part of God's divine plan. And we as Jews, when we're sitting down to the Pesach Seder, we have to understand that that was part of Am Yisrael's destiny by divine design. And it was only at a point God said, okay, whatever message, whatever lesson Am Yisrael needed, at the conclusion, it was now time for the redemption. The redemption itself, how did it occur? It occurred in stages. And we had the Esser Makos, the 10 plagues. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting. We saw, but it didn't conclude. We didn't know. And then we had that Pesach Seder. We were getting ready. And then all of a sudden, Hashem said, it's go time, right? And we had to rush out. We couldn't bake off the bread. We had to take it off as matzah. That message, it's not that we weren't ready. It's that the Jew has to understand that the process, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of redemption is always ready, and it can come at any moment. And therefore, it's very understandable that the matzah itself remains midiraisa, because it is the bread of both the golus and the geula, of the enslavement, of the periods of darkness, and it helps us to transition. It's the bread of the transition into the light. It's both aspects, right? And that is really the understanding that all of us have to have in this difficult times that we're in. October 7th, Am Yisrael, from the darkest hours in Jewish history, awakened us to all the messages of Mitzrayim and all of the messages of the exile of the last 2,000 years. But April 13th, right, we saw Hashem protect Am Yisrael, right, in a most miraculous, statistically impossible way. So Hashem was telling us, right, that was the second aspect of the matzah. And now we're just waiting for that matzah to come to its full fruition with the full redemption, right? The full rushing us out. It can come at any moment when we least expect it. Let's daven. Together we're going to say the Tehillim. We're going to say the Tehillim for Tzahal. We're going to say the Tehillim for the hostages. We're going to say the Tehillim for all of the ill. Let's say the Tehillim that the Ezras Hashem, this Pesach, we're going to hear that great shofar, not for the just an April 13th era of protection, but for the full shofar shel Geula, that we will all be welcomed back to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Maybe even with the Korban Pesach, and all of Am Yisrael in its perfect form, fully redeemed. The Tehillim. Tehillim Chas 20. L'mafeach mizmor l'dovid y'ancho adoynoi b'yoyim tzoro y'sagev choshem alihe ya'akev y'shlach ezricho mikodesh u'mitzion y'sodeko y'zkor kol minchisecho v'yaylosko y'dash naselo y'ken l'chochu v'vechu v'cholatoscho y'malei n'ivanino b'shuasecho v'shem aliheinu nidgoyu y'malei adoynoi kol mishalisecho Ati yadati ki ashiha dinei mishiha yaneo mishmei kotshe bigvuvois yesha yininei. Eile vareche ve eile vasusim vanachnu b'shem adinoi aliheinu nazke. Hema koru v'nafogu vanachnu kamnu v'nesayod adinoi ha'ishiya ha'melech yaneinu v'yayim kareinu. Tirem chofkimu. Mizmor l'dovid adonai ro'i lo'i echsor, b'nei z'deshe yabitzeni amei minuchas in aleini. Nashi yeshoved yancheini b'magri tzedek l'man shemoi. Dam ki eilef b'gei tzalmoves lo'i iroro ki ato imadi, shivtecho u'mishantecho heim b'yinachavuni. Tarech l'fon ha'shulcho neged tzerivoy, b'shanto b'shem l'roishi koisi rivoyo. Ach toi v'chesed yedifuni koyu mechayai, b'shavti b'veis adoi noi lo'oirech yamin. Tilem Kuchof Aleph 121. Shir amal lo yisesuinai alehovi me'ayin yovoy ezri. Ezri me'im adoinoi oisei shamayim v'oret. Al yitain lamoit raglecho ayanum shemrecho. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon shemi yisrael. Adinoi shemrecho adinoi tzucho yadininecho. Yema ma'shemesh lo yateko v'yareach aloimo. Adinoi yishmarcho mikol ro yishmar es nashecho. Adinoi yishmar tzeischo uvayecho miyatzo v'ad elom. Kuflamit 130. Shir habalois mi mamakim kirosicho adinoi shim'o v'koyli tiyena ozlecha kashuvois l'koyl tachanunoi. Im avinoi shishmar yo adinoi mi yamoi. Ki emecho asericho l'man tivarei, ki vishi adonai hivso nafshi, l'dvaroi haicholti, nafshi l'adonai mishonim l'abayke, shonim l'abayke. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki im adonai hachesed, v'habe imoi chedus, v'hu yivkes Yisrael mikol avinei sov. Kufman Beis 142. Maskil yedove b'yoisei b'ano oro sefilo koili el adenoi ezo koili el adenoi eskanon. Eshpoich lufanov sichi tzarosi lufanov agid. Yisatei fola yuchiz ato yodato nesivosi v'oirachzu alech tom nufachli. Habet yomin re'ei ve'ein li makir. Avad mamesh mimeni ein doyresh lenashi. Zo akti eilecho adenoi omarti ato machti chelki. Ki be'eretz ha'chayim, ha'tshiva el minasi, ki ha'loisi me'oid, ha'tzileinu me'oid, fa'iki omti mimeni, ha'tziyo, mimaske na'ashi, la'idois esher mecho, bi'achtiru tzadikim, ki sigmoil oloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, ha'nesunim batzaru v'ashivyo, ha'un zimbein bayom, uvein bayabosho, המוקרים מרחים עליהם ויציאם מצורו לרווחו, ומרחם לו לאוהבו ומשיבו לגאו לו, אשתה בגול לו בזמן קביל ונאמר אמן. משברך אביסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב ויברך ישראלי צבא הגנה וכריכת הביטחון לישראל. ואנשי תוקף הביטחון העומדים על משמרתנו ואורי אליהנו. מגבול הלבנון והמדבור מצרים מליום הגדול הגבוה הרבה ביבשו באוויר ויום. Yitzen adinoi esel yivinu akomim olinu nigofim lufneim akadosh boruch hu yishma v'yatzel l'chayelinu mikotzor v'tzuko u'mikonego u'machlo v'yishlach v'racho v'yashlacho b'chol ma'aseh yedihem yadber shenye'enu tachtihem v'yatzbeim b'keser yishuro v'atzeres nitzachim v'kuyem v'hem akosuv ki adinoi olichem ha'alich imochem l'ilochem lochem imo yevechem l'ashtiyatzchem v'neymar amein משברך אבישנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף מישה וארן דוב ודשלמי ויבורך וישמו וינצו את נדרי צבו הגנו לישראל לשבויו וזכור אחינו הניסונים בצורו ושביו בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מסבלל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימור לרחם ממלאים יציאם מחוישך לצלמובס ומוססיהם ינעתק ומצוקי Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Van. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the Yiras Hashem and in your future, wishing you, your family, and your wonderful community, Chakashar Sameach. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled and final program pre-Pesach tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.